It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Each week, we take a look at Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, I want to talk about a vote this morning. The House GOP Health Policy Committee voted against legislation to establish a state-run health care exchange. Now, the health care exchanges are a requirement of the Federal Affordable Care Act. Governor Snyder has been pushing for these exchanges as opposed to a federal one. Susan, can you give us a rundown on how this vote played out?
Well, it's kind of amazing. You know, we saw for months House Republicans bucked Governor Rick Snyder on this issue and said, we don't want to take action. Let's wait to see what happens with the election. And then after that date, House Speaker Jay Spolzer said, you know, let's do a state exchange because at least we have some control. We don't want the Fed stepping in. But today, there just weren't enough Republicans on the Health Policy Committee to get this through. And now Speaker Bolger has said that's it. We're going to a federal health exchange. And that's been a line in the sand for a lot of GOP-led legislatures.
So does this tell us anything about the relationship between Governor Snyder and the House leadership?
Well, I think it's an example that we've seen all along in his first 2 years in office, that one of the dynamics in Lansing is not just Republicans versus Democrats or the legislature, which is Republican versus the governor. It's more pointed. It's sort of Tea Party Republicans and Governor Snyder and what their relationship is. And as this vote points out, it's somewhat rocky. I do think that this latest vote tells you not so much about the relationship between the governor and these very conservative Republicans. That dynamic's always been there, but here you have a situation where the speaker finally said, let's do this, and his own members said, no, we don't want to do it. So I think that's somewhat of an embarrassing moment here for the speaker, not so much for the governor.
Susan, there was a door left open for this legislation to be reintroduced in the next session. Do you think it's likely that that will happen?
My understanding is that the federal deadline is coming up next month, so unless there would be another extension, I'm not sure how that could work.
If I could just kind of weigh in on it, on this a little bit, I don't think all is lost from a Michigan perspective. I think Governor Snyder can credibly argue to the federal government, I tried to get this done here in Michigan, that is to have a state exchange. So I'd like to look at what you're planning, and I'd like some input into it. I think that that's a possibility. I think he'll have some credibility in doing that. But I think Susan's right. At this point, it's going to be a federally created exchange and something that we don't anticipate would have to happen for the state to be able to take it over.
You know, looking at this from the federal level, it seems that at some point, the federal government will say, this is the law. You may not agree with it, but we're going to implement it. Are we going to see the federal government run out of patience?
Yeah, but I mean, this is such an incredibly complicated law where, you know, I mean, this provision was not an accident. They wanted states to have input in this. According to the Supreme Court decision, it's up to states to decide if they want to do the Medicaid expansion, which could be the next fight that we see in Michigan. The way the law was conceived was as a more market-oriented approach and to give states flexibility. So this kind of comes with the territory.
Well, and I think, too, that, and this is an argument, I guess, in favor of what the House Republicans have not done today, that is create the exchange, and that is that I think the federal government's going to want the states to take these over. I think that's why they've created the incentive of planning money, why they've extended the deadline. They really don't want to be in a position of running these state exchanges state by state. So I think that's entirely possible that at some point down the road, the federal government, after creating the exchange, will come to states like Michigan and said, we really want you to take this over, and we're willing to make some changes in it that fit your particular state as an incentive for you to take it over.
Well, we'll certainly be watching to see what happens. Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.